I'm Phil Hendry. All the voices you're about to hear on the show are performed by me. All right, so we got Bobby Dooley checking in today from Butner Lake.
Yes, Bobby and Steve will be talking with us, and then
Margaret is going to be, can you turn this guy down?
Yeah, you haven't heard this song?
No, I haven't heard it, and I don't want to hear it.
What is this, bud?
This music. You call that music?
Oh, this is Della Sangley. Anyway,
just turn it down. So,
you got to tell us the name of that club again.
The name of the club is, let me go over here to the, I just mentioned it today on Twitter. I don't know why people don't write these things down.
Margaret, you ought to know where you're going to be singing.
I know where I'm singing, Phil. I just, it's not off the top of my head. The driver has the name.
Yeah, Miss Gray, car's going to pick you up, they said, immediately following the show.
Thank you, Bud, for confirming that.
It'll be a private car. It'll be right out here.
We got it, Bud. We'll make sure that Margaret gets there.
Thank you, Bud. I will be singing at the, Church of the Oyster and Raw Bar.
Church of the, Jesus.
It's the name of one of the better raw bars.
What is a raw bar?
It's an oyster bar.
Well.
Oh, you guys, you know, you monkeys, you turn anything. You would turn the most elegant, beautiful day, one of God's pure spring days, you turn it into a triple X-rated porn film with little people.
Margaret, you did it again. You went, with little people.
That is great. I resent that.
I don't care what you resent. I'm tired of it, I'm telling you.
All right, so Margaret will be off to the Church of the Oyster and Raw Bar, and that is in San Pedro after the show is complete. But before that, we also have Bobby and Steve Dooley from the lake, at Butner Lake, talking to us about what?
Well, tell me Cecil Burnside.
Yeah, Cecil Burnside tells stories.
The kids are sitting around a campfire up there. Cecil Burnside tells stories. All right, we'll check that. Definitely check that one out. First, out of the highways and byways, got Lloyd Bonafide out there. Lloyd, the last time we talked to you, you were you had just punched out the guy.
Yeah, well, that blew over. That's all right. I mean, I gave the guy some coupons for Baskin Robbins.
You gave the guy You did what?
Poucons.
What did you do?
I gave him coupons. You said poucons.
Phil misspoke.
Oh, okay. Who is that?
It's Margaret.
Yeah, I gave the, I don't know if it was Baskin Robbins or something, but I gave the guy some freebies, I think, to a milkshake. He was fine.
You punched that guy out.
Yeah, I didn't hit him that hard. In any event, he was giving me a hard time. You know, I'm an officer of the law. You know, I'm out here, I'm doing the mouth siren thing, I'm trying to clean this.
Trying to clean up the neighborhood.
Yeah, you got it right there, Dickman. Try to clean the neighborhood up. Hey, wait a minute, I just saw a guy, Phil.
Okay, that's what we're waiting for, you to pull somebody over.
Right, I just saw this ass is driving along. It looks like he had his texting or somebody. Let me, I want to go check this guy out, see what he's up to, okay? Hold on for a minute. Yeah. All right, let me get up. This is some kind of the balls on this guy.
What did he do?
See, he started, he thought about running. Didn't you see my siren? Didn't I see your siren? Didn't you hear my lights? Didn't I hear your lights? Did you see my... You're a little confused, aren't you? You're the guy using your phone. You're not supposed to be using your phone for texting. You know, I was texting. What else do you use your thumb for besides jerking off? Oh, wow, man.
Yeah.
That's what you're dealing with here. I'm going to write you up. You look like an asshole, and you particularly look like with these tinted windows. You know, I don't even think these are legal. Why don't you give me the ticket? Bug off. Oh, baby, what I would...
Watch it, Lloyd.
Who is that? What? I heard a voice say, watch it, Lloyd. Don't worry about it. It's in my headphones. Somebody I'm talking to. Here, take this ticket. What do I owe? You don't owe anything. It's just a warning. You look like an asshole. You sound like one. Shit. All right, Phil. Thanks very much, sir. I got to take off here. This is Buff Siren Cop saying so long, asshole.
I don't understand what that guy's... If he's going to pull people over because they look like assholes, he might as well give them real tickets.
Yeah, that's a real violation, Phil. You know, texting.
I don't know what the guy was doing. I don't know what Lloyd saw. But, I don't know how long the Alhambra Police Department's going to put up with that. Now, especially when he punched that guy out.
Well, apparently he went back to the guy after he started to think about it. And he apologized to the guy. And the guy told him he didn't even really hit him. And
well, what did we hear on the air? We heard him hit something.
Well, yeah, he hit something. But it was that, you know, it was the guy.
Yeah, so then he hit him.
Yeah, he hit him, and it was the guy, but apparently it didn't hit him hard enough for it to...
Never mind, bud. Thank you very much. Lloyd Bonafide, folks, with Mouth Siren Cop. Okay, Bobby and Steve Dooley at Butner Lake and enjoying their summer vacation up there as we, you know, get a little bit of the reports here from Butner and the Dooleys and how they are enjoying the summer. So many people are out on the road or otherwise engaged in vacation time. And Bobby, Steve, how you doing?
We're good. We were wondering, Phil, what you're doing for vacation?
Yeah, what are you doing, Mr.
I haven't got anything planned.
Why not?
I don't know. It's I don't know. You know, I don't have anybody to go away with.
Well, that is so sad.
No, it's fine. I just, you know, I don't really, I don't have anything planned. I live a half a block from the damn beach.
What do you think about that? I mean, the guy lives at the beach.
Well, he doesn't live on the sand, though. You know?
Yeah. You got to live on the sand for it to be really appreciated.
Yeah. Phil doesn't live on the sand.
Yeah, you're right. I don't live on the sand. I live about a...
Well, you live about a block and a half from it.
Yeah.
Well, so you'd need a place to go and relax, you know?
Yeah, I got to go somewhere and relax. Maybe, I don't know, go to the beach or something.
Yeah, go to the beach.
I live at the damn beach. I'm sorry. I live at the beach.
What's with you?
Yeah, I'm trying to yell at my wife.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. I don't know, maybe I'm on edge or something.
Yeah, what's going on with you anyway?
Phil, you need a vacation.
Yeah, Mr. Dooley, what do you think? Maybe take a vacation?
Somebody just, I believe I'm talking to the Dooleys about that right now, and I said I don't have anything planned.
Well, why don't you plan something?
Yeah, take a few bucks and go places.
Yeah, okay, bud, thank you. I will take that under advisement. Anyway, as I was saying, you guys are having a good time there at at Butner Lake.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's a worthy... It's a worthy topic, Phil. You're not going anywhere for vacation. You're just going to sit there?
Yeah. You go to the beach. Oh, you live at the beach?
Yeah, I live at the beach.
All right, well, we'll go to a mountain.
That's what you ought to do, go to a mountain. Have you ever heard the song by... Margaret, I know you're going to be singing later. Did you ever hear the song by Donovan? First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is...
I know that song, yeah. I think it's called Epistle to Dippy or something like that.
Who?
What are you laughing at?
Now, what the hell? What gives, Henry?
It's a really old song by Donovan. I dare say no one remembers it except you and me, Bobby.
I know this song as well.
Yeah, no, I remember my father playing it. First there is a mountain, and, you know, Steve?
Yeah, then there isn't a mountain, then there is.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember it. Okay, so what about it?
You should go to a mountain.
What about that, Mr. Ed? Take a vacational mountain. You can go trout fishing, go stream fishing, you know?
Yeah, go stream fishing, you catch a trout.
Yeah, I could go catch a trout in the stream, sure. I could go lake fishing, too, and catch a trout. I can do a lot of stuff. What about the desert?
What?
What do you mean?
What's that about?
Yeah, I don't get it.
You go to the desert? What's out of the desert besides skulls, dead skulls of dead steers, poison water? God damn.
I'm not talking about going to the desert with, like, it's the 19th century. I'm talking... Jesus.
You know, you go out to the desert, Phil, and all you see are the skulls of dead steers, maybe a human skeleton, and then a sign that says, "Stay out. Mine dangerous."
Yeah, what about that, Mr. Henry? You don't want to go to no desert.
The desert ain't like that anymore.
Well, excuse me for asking.
They got hotels out there, man. They got swimming pools. They got the whole thing.
What is it about the desert?
You've often talked about it.
Yeah, Phil, let me just, seriously, what is it with you in the desert? You're always going to the desert. You never go to the mountains. You hardly ever go to the beach. It's always the desert. Now tell me, what is it?
I just like the desert. I like the dry heat.
Oh, the dry heat.
God damn.
Here we go with that dry heat again.
Don't you talk about the dry heat, Mr. Henry.
I like the dry heat. I like how hot it gets. I don't know, man. I dig desert living. There's only really one... You know, when you go to the desert, nobody can say, "Hey, let's get out on the boat." Okay, because there's no water. When you go to the desert, nobody can say, "Hey, let's go skiing." There's no mountain. You maybe can go hiking. The only thing they can say is, "Let's go to the pool and have a drink." That's why I like it.
So that's it.
Yeah, yeah. It's chill time in the desert, man. Oh, you can go golfing.
How about that? You gotta go golf?
Are you kidding me or something? Golfing? That's for old guys. Well,
yeah, well, you're looking at one, man.
For some reason, Mr. Henry, I don't think of you as old. Every time I think of you, I just get, ooh.
God damn, Bobby.
I'm kidding.
Knock it off. We are here to talk to you about the vacation, what kind of fun you're having. And so do you want to, what are the boys doing, for instance?
Well, the boys went to Cecil Burnside.
The boys, Cecil Burnside is an old-timer here at Butner Lake, Phil. And Cecil Burnside tells a lot of great old stories. They have a campfire, and they roast the marshmallow. They have weenies on a stick. All the usual things that they do.
Yeah, and then Cecil Burnside tells the stories.
What kind of stories has he got? He's an old-timer from the area?
Yeah, he's been around these mountains for a long time. And at one time, I think Cecil operated the old ski lift, right, Steve?
Yeah, I've operated one of the goblin lifts.
Yeah, he operated one of the goblin lifts. That was on Goblin Mountain.
Yeah.
And he met the man that wrote Wolverton Mountain. He said, what do you think of this song? They say don't go on Goblin Mountain.
Oh, horse dung.
I know.
Yeah, so you were kidding?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, we try to pull it over on you.
So he tells the kids stories.
Didn't they have weenies on a weenie roast?
Like marshmallows and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. It's the kind of thing I didn't do as a kid because my mom and dad were weird.
What did your mom and dad... Who raised you, man?
A pack of wild wolves? God damn, man. Who do you think?
Well, Bud, I never really dawned on me. Your mother and father were together, right?
Yeah. Of course they were. But, I mean, we never did weenie roasts and stuff. My dad would like to barbecue and throw a few kielbasa on the grill.
Sounds about right. That sounds like fun to me.
Throw a few kielbasa on the grill? Are you kidding me or something? What Cecil Burnside does is he has the Hebrew National Franks on a stick, and then the kids also roast the marshmallow. There's buns, there's relish and everything.
And then they sit around the fire?
Then they sit around the fire, and Cecil tells a lot of stories. Now, tonight, Steve just got back with the boys. We had to get the boys early. This happens on occasion. I remember a couple summers ago he did this. Occasionally, Cecil will break into some filthy stories. And we got to go get the kids. One of the kids gives us a call, or one of the mothers.
What? Say that again. He breaks into what?
Occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally he'll break into a filthy story about, like, a fat woman that he met at the Goblin Inn, or...
some woman that he picked up hitchhiking, or she picked him up.
Yeah, there's a story that he told one time.
Well, wait. Hold on for just a second. This guy is telling these stories to the kids.
It's very traditional up here, Phil.
Yeah, Butler Lake tradition.
It's Butner. How many times do I have to say that? You brain... dead chimp.
Sorry, baby. I did say Butler.
It sounded like Butler.
Okay, so back to Cecil Burnside.
Yeah. So Cecil Burnside tells these stories. He's a wonderful storyteller. Could you get me in the...
Yeah. G&T? A G&T? What does it stand for? Just get a G&T.
We want a G&T.
It's a gin and tonic?
Gin and tonic. What an asshole.
Yeah, the server, he wouldn't get it until we had to tell him what it stood for.
Well, maybe he doesn't know what a G&T is. Do you know what it is?
I do now.
I love G&T. It's my only drink.
And you don't know what G&T stands for?
What the hell? Ms. Dooley, G&T is a long-time drink.
I know. It means gin and tonic now.
But you didn't know that until tonight.
No, I didn't know it till tonight.
You know, I'm going to walk out of here. I don't need to listen to this slut.
How dare you?
Mark, you were going to talk to us about Cecil Burnside telling filthy stories.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, Casey... well, tonight he broke into a story. He was talking about the old Goblin Mountain, how they used to do mining in there, and how the people would go in and out in the 30s and the 40s, and occasionally they found some valuable. They had a silver mine up there and so forth. Well, Cecil broke into this story about meeting this young lady after they got done mining. She was over here at Cidertown, right?
Yeah, what's called Cidertown.
So he meets this girl, and they wind up in his car, and then they wound up in the snow. It was an overnighter. Well, the whole thing about it is, Mr. Henry, is that they renamed it the Goblin Inn after they heard all about Cecil and...
oh, for God's sake!
Give me the phone, Steve. You don't have to tell that part.
Well,
they renamed it the Goblin Inn after they what? You don't need to ask that, Phil.
You, Phil, really?
Because of the all-nighter that he...
oh, because of him and this chick?
Yeah.
The Goblin Inn.
You know, I wonder why it is I stay on this show. I don't know why I show up every day for you monkeys and this hunky, funky jazz that you pull.
I didn't do anything about it.
Margaret, you know, I'm just interviewing the Dooleys here.
He's just interviewing the Dooleys. What do you want from him?
Oh, in other words, it's my fault. I didn't do nothing. I didn't make that man come off a Goblin Mountain with just only one thing in mind.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much. I'm glad you're having a good time.
Well, that's not all we've been doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we brought the boys back tonight, but we also did some boating. And we were rooster tailing out there, and some guy said, hey, you splashed my kid. Turns out his kid is in an iron lung or something. And
yeah, turned out the kid was in an iron lung.
What do you mean the kid was in an iron lung?
Well, he's in some kind of an apparatus helping him breathe. So I went over and I said I was sorry, and I went back out. Apparently I did it again. So I went back over and said I was sorry. That's when his father told us to get out of there, otherwise he's going to call a cop.
Yeah, and I said to the man, you know what? You know how long we've been coming to Butner Lake? And he goes, how long? And I said, we've been coming here for 20 years. He said, well, my family's had a house there for 30. And I realized that's longer than 20. You know.
Yeah, it would kind of...
So I just, you know, let bygones be bygones. Otherwise, I would have made a stink.
Bobby, you and Steve with your boat, you know.
What about it?
What about it?
What do you mean rooster tailing? So you're splashing some kid?
He was in some kind of an apparatus.
Yeah, what? They put the tube in the nose.
It's an oxygen tube.
I don't know.
That poor baby maybe has cystic fibrosis. Who knows?
Well, I didn't know anything about it.
So twice you sprayed this kid with a rooster tail.
I mean, but it was a mistake.
First time it was a mistake, and we told the man we'd never do it again. And then the second time we did it again. And
it was a mistake, and you told him you would never do it again.
Yeah, but then that's when he said he was going to call the authority. He was going to call old Jim Blutman, the sheriff, you know?
Yeah, he's the local, he's the Butner Lake sheriff.
You know, so that would never do. So we said, later for you.
Yeah, I just took off. I hightailed out of there.
So that's the other stuff you guys have been doing, huh?
So that's the other stuff. Yes, Phil, what's wrong with that?
First of all, you got Cecil Burnside telling...
Hey, that wasn't our fault, Mr. Henry.
All right, I can't blame him. No, you cannot blame the Dooleys for that, although you do know that occasionally this man does this.
Well, yeah, but the parents, we usually get a heads up.
Who tells you this?
What?
How do you know he's telling if he's got kids around a campfire?
Well, there are adults monitoring. For instance, I think this year was Jane Ugerman.
Yeah, Jane Ugerman was there, and Bill Aruga. In fact, they got married, Jane Ugerman Aruga. And
you know, we've known them both as single people for so long. They got married when, last spring?
Yeah.
Jane Aruga and Bill Ugerman got married, and so they're going to have a baby shower pretty soon.
Yeah.
So the invitations came from Jane Aruga Ugerman, and they're exciting, and...
You don't find the name funny at all.
Of course I do, Phil, but I'm not going to cop to that to them. I'm not going to go, ah!
Jenny, you got to have some class.
Get a load of him.
Yeah, you're right. Got to have class. All right, well, Bobby and Steve, I appreciate you very much being with us, giving us a little update on your...
Well, that isn't all we've been doing.
Yeah, what's up with you, man?
Well, what else have you been doing, man?
Well, aren't you going to take no break?
Aren't you going to take no break? That ought to be something that we embroider or otherwise sell, you know? Yeah, you gotta sell out of the store. Aren't you gonna take no break? ? Yeah. Yes, we're taking a break right now. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Well, as long as you have teeth, you might as well brush them right. And you should, because you want to have a presentable smile, obviously. You want to have a healthy oral hygiene. You want to just brush your teeth, okay? You don't want to have funky breath. You want to go into the day at your best. Now, Quip is an electric toothbrush. It's not a regular toothbrush that you just shove into your mouth and do about 30 seconds and you're done. Quip is an electric toothbrush that actually has a timer. It's going to help you brush your teeth for the 2 minutes that's recommended by the American Dental Association. Didn't know that, did you? Also, Quip is a fraction of the cost of the bulkier brushes. It still packs just the right amount of vibrations to help you clean your teeth. And they have a subscription plan for your teeth, okay? So it's not just convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including the free shipping worldwide, man. So how do you beat that? Like I said, as long as you're brushing your teeth, use Quip. They also come with the mount that suctions right onto the mirror. It unsticks. It's a cover for your hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. And finally, everyone loves Quip. Oprah, Time Magazine, the American Dental Association. As I was saying. Plus, they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/realgm, R-E-A-L-G-M, right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/realgm, spelled getquip.com/realgm, Quip. All right, we're back here, and don't forget we have Margaret to sing her song for, give us a taste of what you're going to do on stage.
Yes, I'm going to be on stage at the Church of the Oyster and Raw Bar tonight in San Pedro. That's at 11, I forget the address, it's on Magilla Way.
Magilla Way in Pedro.
Yes.
All right, welcome back here. We got Bobby and Steve Dooley with us from Butner Lake, and looks like they've... Every time I go to a club, anybody in a nightclub on this show is usually listening to Return of the Mac.
Steve just pumped a few nickels.
I put it on the jukebox.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show from Butner Lake. Where are you right now?
The Goblin.
We're at the Goblin Inn.
We're talking about things that you have done on vacation. So Cecil Burnside is telling filthy stories to the kids.
You told one, Phil.
I told one. We got the kids back.
Which, was it the goblin story?
I think it was. Was that the one that he told tonight?
Yeah, it's like about overnight with it. The all-nighter.
So apparently Goblin Mountain or the Goblin Inn was named not after the mountain, but it was named after whatever it was Cecil Burnside was doing.
Gosh, what a child.
Yeah, but Jerry all going, ha, 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 ha. Grow up and be a man.
Hey, I'm all the man you're ever going to want to meet, Steve, so don't worry about that.
God. Oh, really? That sounds exciting, Phil.
Oh, Bobby, grow up. Bobby and Steve, so you guys said there was more you were doing on vacation.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, we went sailing. I don't know if you know this, but Steve is an experienced sailor. Well, we went sailing, and Steve's had some sailing experience. Well, we took out a little 8-foot Hobie cat, and Steve's a great sailor. But apparently one of the kids, we went out with one of the neighbor kids. Seth brought one of his friends, and the kid is not too bright. One of the lines tangled around his neck, and the next thing we knew, we were dragging the kid behind the boat.
Good God.
Oh, don't worry about it. I dove in and got the kid out, and the kid's kind of clumsy.
Yeah, the kid was a little bit clumsy.
You were... A Hobie Cat is a sailboat, right?
Yeah, I know how to sail. Are you kidding me or something?
Yeah, you've sailed before?
Well, no, Steve, you've never sailed before.
No, not really.
But it's not that hard. The wind goes into the sail, and you go forward. Jesus.
Yeah, but Jenny... How tough do you think it is?
Okay, so you mastered the art of sailing just like that, but it just so happens one of the lines...
Yeah, the rope thing. The rope thing.
Yeah, it's one of the ropes, actually.
One of the lines got tangled around a kid's neck?
It went around... What's your problem?
Yeah, but generally, I mean, I dove in and got the kid... We got the kid free.
But we hadn't noticed that he was being dragged behind the sailboat for... How long was... Seth, how long was your friend in the water being dragged? Huh? About a minute.
With the kid must have been underwater.
No, he was swimming. He was staying above water.
Yeah, he looked like he's having fun. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here, Bobby. You know.
Hold on for a minute. I gotta get the door.
Yeah.
Are you the guy? Yeah, we took him out sailing. What about it?
A man just assaulted Steve. A man just assaulted Steve. Hold on, I'm calling 911.
A man just assaulted Steve.
I heard something. Are you the guy?
Yeah, hi. Let me have the sheriff. Sheriff, it's Bobby Dooley over here on the dam. Yeah, we're right across the... Yeah, right across the street. A man just belted Steve. What? Dave Hosker, he's the father of the boy that we dragged behind the boat? Oh, really? Well, he just flattened Steve. Honey, are you all right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, sheriff, get on over here. I want to file a report. You what? Never mind. Get up, will you, Steve?
Yeah.
We're going to let it slide.
Why?
Because apparently that family was going
to... Oh, they were going to go to the sheriff about dragging their kid behind the boat.
Oh, they were going to go to the sheriff. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
I got to help my husband, okay?
Right, Bobby, why don't you go and do that?
You guys are a real pain in...
Well, there's the Dooleys.
Hey! Well, they're having a ball, aren't they?
Yeah, dragging a kid behind a boat, Cecil Burnside telling filthy stories, and whatever else they did. Margaret, you got a song to sing?
Yes, I want to just try out a song that I want to do tonight on stage at the beautiful Church of the Oyster and Raw Bar, Magilla Boulevard, I think it's... What is it, bud?
Yeah, it's Magilla... I got an address right here. Just hang on for a minute.
Hey, guys, have this stuff ready, okay, so you're not fumbling for the address?
Yeah, hold your horses. Okay, yeah, here it is. It's 11158 Magilla Way in Pedro.
Yeah, 11158 Magilla Way, Pedro, the Church of the Oyster and Raw Bar. You'll be glad you did.
What did you say, you'll be glad you did?
It's an advertising lockout, Phil.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. I want to talk about underwear right now.
Oh,
this is MeUndies, General.
Oh, I like these guys.
Yeah, it's not like I wanted to sit here and have a conversation about underwear.
Well, yeah, what do you think? That's weird.
Anyway, yeah, I want to talk about underwear because you really got to feel comfortable, feel good in your underwear, man. You have to have the right underwear. You have to have the right underwear, you know. If you get into the wrong underwear, if you get into somebody else's underwear, well, never mind.
Just keep reading the...
I'm trying to tell people here about MeUndies. They're made with the softest fabric. They have the coolest styles and colors. They come right to your door. Right to your door. No, they don't walk up to the door, bud. Someone delivers them.
I know.
And once you put them on, you're always going to wear MeUndies. You'll never... you'll have to take them off, but you'll put them back on the next day. Perfect for that second and third date, too. You know? Huh?
Yeah.
And you can get matching undies for your partner. They never sag. Once you put on a pair, you'll get it, man, about MeUndies. MeUndies is risk-free. They'll make sure you get the perfect pair for you. If you're not happy, they'll refund the cost, and you get to keep them. And because you're listening right now, you get 15% off your first pair of MeUndies and free shipping. So, this is a great moment for you.
Yeah, that's great. Let me go over there and wait a minute. I've already got my first pair.
Okay, so this is somebody else's first pair. Go to MeUndies.com/Phil. That's MeUndies.com/Phil. Go there now. And here's an extra gift for you. Order a pair, take a screenshot of the order, and send it to me, and I'll send you another pair. So you get 15% off your first pair, and you get another pair for free if you show me the proof of the fact that you bought the first one.
You understand, bud.
Yeah, you do. He's just... So the first 25 people to send me proof of purchase, a screenshot for your purchase, a screenshot of your purchase, or a pic of the receipt, and I'll send you a pair free. Just send your proof to gift@podcast1.com. gift@podcast1.com. Put Phil in the subject line, and you'll soon have another pair of MeUndies in your collection. Let's do this. gift@podcast1.com. MeUndies.com/Phil.
Do it today. Hey, don't forget to hit the backstage pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Over 30,000 hours of some of the greatest radio you've ever heard in your life.
Right there at philhenryshow.com, a backstage pass. Get one for a month or a year. Doesn't matter. Don't make no never mind us. But be a part of our backstage pass family. Be a part of our Friday night chats, which we will be doing exclusively for our backstage pass people very, very soon. We're upgrading our video stream, and it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, we've been upgrading that now for about 3 or 4 weeks.
And you know what? We had a Facebook Live the other night, though. It was a blast.
Now, what'd you like about that?
I don't know. I mean, first of all, I did it from the living room of my house, and we did it on the iPhone, and popping a few cocktails.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about a lot of cocktails you're drinking, Mr. Henry. Might give a bad impression, you know.
Phil, I don't know that you should be drinking in front of young people.
I don't think that young people should be watching our chat, okay?
What? Are you nuts or something, man?
No, I'm not nuts. I don't think anybody under 18 ought to be watching or listening to this show. I wish I... Haven't I said that before?
You made references to it, but you've never, you know, announced some prohibition. What are you all of a sudden, getting real tight ass about things?
No, I'm not getting tight ass about anything. I don't think anybody under 18 ought to listen. Although I know I've had my listeners that are under 18, and what are you going to do about that? But because parents share the show with their kids, and I understand that.
You know what? You've already dug yourself deep enough, Phil. Just to move on.
Yeah, move on from it, Phil.
Point being that I would appreciate very much if you guys become a part of our Backstage Pass family, and then, of course, join us for our chats on Friday night. We do a Backstage Pass chat. But in the last couple of weeks, yes, it's been on Facebook Live. It's been a lot of fun. I've been going in and out of character and doing all the stuff what I do. So dig that, dig it good, and dig this, cats, and dig it good, okay? Bonds has been shot 7 times, and he never died.
Platoon.
Right.
What is that about?
God damn, it came from nowhere.
All of a sudden, Francesco Quinn came to mind. All right, Margaret, you have a song.
Yes. So we can get away from Phil and the ghoulish things he's doing. This is a song that I'd like to try tonight. It's a classic. It's a real beautiful thing. And I think you'll recognize it right away. It's from a band that I've enjoyed. I do know the boys very much. Yeah, got it now, don't you?
Got Flock of Seagulls. Is it Flock of the what?
It's Flock of Seagulls, don't worry about it, General. One of the all-time great classics. I'm Margaret Gray. If you come and see me tonight at the Church of the Oyster and Raw Bar, never mind.
Well, I mean...
No, forget it. I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet... Now I'm going to change this to guy like you. I'm changing it from girl. Meet a guy like you. With auburn hair and stormy eyes. The kind of... Kill it.
What's the matter? Kill it.
What are you looking at, bud?
What are you talking about? A guy having auburn hair and stormy eyes.
Hey, bud, just forget about it, okay?
He's always doing that, Phil. He stares at me like this. He goes, huh? He gives what I call the curled lip routine.
What? He does what?
He gives the curled lip routine. You know what I'm talking about.
The curled lip routine?
Yes, Phil. That's what he goes, huh? And he curls the lip up.
All I do is I go, huh? And my lip curls up a little bit.
Bud, you know that Margaret is auditioning the song. She's trying to focus. We got to give her all of the, you know, we got to give her our best, man. Let, you know, help her do her best. Don't be looking at her critically, okay? Do you mind?
No, not at all. It's God, man. But yelling at me, all I was trying to say is,
knock it off, Bud. You played the Casio keyboard the other day on that one song. It was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I love the orchestral nature of this. La la la. It's crescendo-ish, you know, like the waves of the ocean. I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'm changing it from guy to girl like you.
Yes, we know.
Right. Meet a girl like you. Woo woo woo. With stormy auburn. Fuck.
You gotta go, 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 go.
The kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through. And I ran so far away. I just ran and ran and ran. Couldn't get away.
What the hell was that?
I beg your, kill it. Kill this garbage before I kill someone. I love that band.
What happened, Margaret?
I don't dig people jumping in with the whole what happened. This is what I do, General. You understand? I change the nature of a song a little bit. I give it that oomph that makes people want to hear it again and not put cotton in their ears.
All right, that's a very legitimate thing.
Phil, I don't need to check out the legitimacy of something with you monkeys, do I?
No, you don't. Margaret, what do you call us monkeys for?
Because you are. You're tree-swigging, swamp-running...
Monkeys.
Muggies?
Tree-swinging.
You laugh, clown. You laugh today. But tomorrow is a new day. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey! Isn't that great? Pot the music up. Let's go.
What happened to...
But you already did it.
Shining down on you. The cloud is moving nearer still. Inside of it may be a life-sucking force. Something from another world.
And that's not the lyrics.
Oh, man. General, kill it, will you, before I vomit? What's your problem?
That's not the lyrics about a life-sucking force.
I'm giving it the Margaret... Don't you understand, General, that when an opportunity presents itself, when it says a cloud is moving nearer, the first thing that comes to mind is a vampire planet.
Is a vampire planet?
Yeah, just play the music. God. Into view. Aurora comes in view. See how you jacked me up?
Sorry.
And I ran so far away. I just ran and ran. I ran all day. Could go away.
I don't know about that.
I beg your pardon?
Just nothing.
Doo-doo-doo. Now I twirl about the stage, gypsy style. Well, you get the idea.
I don't know about that whole could go away.
That is my way of emphasizing. You know, you can sing that line anyway. You can sing that line. You can sing it as an emphatic line. You can whisper it. That's what I do with music, okay? Margaret.
Okay!
Jesus H. cries.
Yeah, we get it.
Thank you so very, very much.
Hey.
Oh, fuck.
You know something, Phil? You spend most of your time sitting here now just giggling like the baboon.
What's a baboon?
Oh, we're not going to go through this again.
Oh, wait, it's the French.
Oh, for baboon?
No, well, if that's the way you...
Baboon?
It's baboon, all right?
Okay, so if I go zoo to go see the baboon.
If I go zoo, I see baboon.
Well, yeah, that's what you said.
Yes, but coming out of Bud's mouth, it's still runoff. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
What's runoff?
Excess water after it rains.
All right, thank you very much, Margaret. We'll look forward to that. Margaret's...
Yeah, her car is here.
Is my car here?
I think I just said your car's here.
All right, Bud. Yeah, Charlie, just hang on, will you?
Sure thing, Miss Gray.
Charlie's going to hang on there. And what else do we have to do?
Not that. That's it. We're going to jump into this day and appreciate everybody being with us for our show here, the initial show of this. Is this the final week of July?
Yeah, this is the last week of July. You got to get out and... Folks, Phil Henry's got to go on vacation somewhere. You got to take a week off and go somewhere, man.
I don't know where I want to go. I don't know where I want to go.
Why don't you go to Europe? You love London.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got stuff I got to do.
You know, Phil, you're going to get sick. Remember when you had pneumonia?
Yeah, I remember when I had pneumonia.
It's going to happen again unless you go out and have yourself a ball. Go talk to that Cecil Burnside. See if that woman's hanging around the Goblin Inn.
Thanks a lot, folks.
Yeah, world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Go on over and get a backstage pass there. That'd make for a great vacation for me, just to know that you're with us, to know that you're a member of the Backstage Pass family, to know that you're a member of the Phil Henry family, to know that you are now officially nuts!
He means that in a very endearing way.
Yeah, get a backstage pass, man.